Welcome back to NewsRamp Health, Fitness and Wellness for Saturday morning, August 1st, 2026. As always, real news stories with AI narration. Visit newsramp.com for the full articles. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here we go.
Alluring Aesthetics helps Colorado Springs clients navigate the rise of med spa treatments and age reversal techniques. Alluring Aesthetics in Colorado Springs is guiding clients through the rise of med spa treatments and age reversal techniques. With a focus on personalized care, the company offers facials, skincare, waxing, injectables, and wellness programs. As the medical spa industry continues to grow, Alluring Aesthetics aims to provide clients with informed decisions and tailored treatment plans. For more information, visit their website or call 719-824-7100. Silicon Valley Aesthetic Dermatology announces new content on sun damage, skincare, and laser skin rejuvenation. Silicon Valley Aesthetic Dermatology introduces new content focusing on sun damage and laser skin rejuvenation. Dr. Miguel Canales discusses the impact of past sun exposure on skin and the benefits of laser treatments. The clinic offers various laser options to address sun damage, including IPL, BBL, non-ablative, and ablative lasers. Interested individuals can schedule a consultation at the Foster City office to learn more about laser skin rejuvenation.
Orion Plastic Surgery of Beverly Hills announces new content on the Lightness Women Experience after a mommy makeover. Orion Plastic Surgery of Beverly Hills has released new content discussing the Lightness Women Experience after a mommy makeover. Dr. Ariel Orion, a double board-certified plastic surgeon, highlights how the procedure can help mothers regain confidence and focus on family. The mommy makeover addresses post-pregnancy body issues like breast changes and stubborn fat deposits. Learn more at orionplasticsurgery.com. Mediclin reports a solid first half of 2026. Mediclin Acting Gesellschaft reported a solid first half of 2026 with 54,708 patients treated, up from 53,183 last year. Consolidated group revenues increased to €386.4 million, with group EBIT reaching €26.6 million. CFO Tino Fritz highlighted the positive momentum and strategic investments driving the company's growth. The management board expects further revenue growth and aims for group EBIT between €57.0 million and €72.0 million for the year.
NeuroOne releases CNS drug delivery white paper ahead of planned fiscal year-end availability of the StereoCD platform. NeuroOne Medical Technologies Corporation released a white paper on CNS drug delivery ahead of the planned availability of the StereoCD platform by fiscal year end. The paper focuses on how the platform addresses key barriers to commercial brain therapeutics delivery through a streamlined robotic-assisted workflow. This approach aims to reduce procedure time and enable reproducible, scalable therapeutic delivery for research and investigational clinical studies.
Regentis Biomaterials RGNT targets $3 billion cartilage repair market with cell-free Gelerin CG. Regentis Biomaterials is targeting the $3 billion cartilage repair market with its Gelerin C hydrogel, offering a practical regenerative medicine solution for knee osteoarthritis. With approximately 470,000 knee cartilage repair procedures performed annually in the U.S. South, Gelerin C aims to provide a more scalable approach that fits existing surgical workflows and addresses cartilage defects before they progress to costly OA.
BioStem Technologies reports first quarter 2026 financial results. BioStem Technologies reported first quarter 2026 financial results with net revenue of $6.10 million. The company focused on hospital market opportunities, expanded sales force, and retired outstanding debt. BioStem plans to uplist to NASDAQ, expecting revenue of $25 to $29 million for 2026. Gross profit was $3.80 million, operating expenses totaled $12.60 million, and GAAP net loss was $8.80 million.
GeoVax reports first quarter 2026 financial results and highlights Geo-MVA Phase 3 trial implementation plans. GeoVax Labs, Inc. reported a net loss of $5.30 million for the first quarter of 2026, with revenue impacted by the termination of a government contract. The company highlighted progress on its GeoVax Phase 3 trial implementation plans, focusing on accelerating regulatory approval for its MVA vaccine candidate. GeoVax also emphasized strategic advancements in immuno-oncology initiatives, positioning itself within critical healthcare sectors.
HeartBeam Beat advances commercial launch, reports first quarter 2026 results. HeartBeam advances its commercial launch with the release of its first quarter 2026 results. The company reported progress in heart attack detection, ambulatory ECG patch initiatives, and a successful public offering that raised $11.50 million. With a net loss improvement to $4.70 million, HeartBeam continues its growth initiatives and commercialization of its FDA-cleared cardiac monitoring platform.
Dogwood Therapeutics announces first quarter 2026 financial results. Dogwood Therapeutics, Inc. announced its first quarter 2026 financial results, showcasing a strong operational start. With significant progress in its pipeline for Halmeron reference and SP16, the company reported a net loss of $5 million for the quarter. Research and development expenses increased to $2.70 million, while general and administrative expenses rose to $2.40 million compared to the same period last year.
Investor News Breaks Shure Nanoscience Limited was recently featured in a BioMedWire editorial for its innovative approach to GLP-1 therapeutics. The editorial focuses on Glucopharm Inc., a subsidiary of Shure Nano, and its development of GEP-44, a triple agonist peptide aimed at improving treatment for obesity, type 2 diabetes, and related metabolic conditions.
Tiny Gems breaks ADXTX Inc. to effect 1-for-27 reverse stock split May 18th. ADXTX Inc. will undergo a 1-for-27 reverse stock split of its common stock on May 18th, aiming to meet NASDAQ's bid price requirement. This move will reduce outstanding shares from 13.8 million to approximately 510,123, with the stock still trading under the symbol ADTX.
BioMed News Breaks Oncotelic Therapeutics, Inc. featured in BioMedWire editorial on CNS drug delivery innovation. In a recent BioMedWire editorial, Oncotelic Therapeutics was highlighted for its innovative CNS drug delivery platform targeting Alzheimer's disease and biodefense research. The platform aims to bypass the blood-brain barrier for direct therapeutic delivery to the central nervous system. I would love to hear that I had... The editorial underscores the increasing interest in advanced drug delivery methods for neurological treatment.
Efforts to ease AI healthcare tool safeguards trigger mixed reactions. Efforts to ease AI healthcare tool safeguards have triggered mixed reactions as the Department of Health and Human Services plans to relax existing regulations. The debate on healthcare IT regulation is intensifying, with major tech companies like Alphabet Inc. likely to be impacted. Real-world testing before system rollout may be omitted if proposed changes are approved, sparking concerns among stakeholders. Study suggests testosterone slows glioblastoma progression in men. New research funded by the NIH suggests that testosterone may slow the progression of glioblastoma in men. A recent preclinical study revealed that men with higher levels of this male sex hormone had longer survival times compared to those with lower levels when diagnosed with brain tumors. This finding could have implications for companies like CNS Pharmaceuticals, Inc., working in this space.
Network news breaks, MindBio Therapeutics Corp., CSE, MBIO, Frankfurt, WF6, OTCQB, MBQIF, featured in BioMedWire editorial on real-time intoxication detection technologies. MindBio Therapeutics Corp., CSE, MBIO, Frankfurt, WF6, OTCQB, MBQIF. MBQIF was featured in a BioMedWire editorial focusing on real-time intoxication detection technologies. The editorial highlights MindBio's AI-driven voice analysis platform designed to detect impairment from brief speech recordings across various substances. This addresses the increasing need for faster, non-invasive, and scalable intoxication detection solutions in healthcare, workplace safety, and public health applications. BioMed Newsbreaks, Shure Nanoscience Limited was recently featured in a BioMedWire editorial for its innovative work in the GLP-1 therapeutic market. The editorial showcased Glucopharm, Inc., a subsidiary of Shure Nanoscience, and its development of GEP-44, a triple agonist peptide aimed at improving the treatment of obesity, type 2 diabetes, and metabolic conditions. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Mission IR News Breaks, CNS Pharmaceuticals, Inc. reports first quarter 2026 results. Advances strategic transformation. CNS Pharmaceuticals reported first quarter 2026 financial results, highlighting progress in its strategic transformation towards an acquisition-driven growth model focused on neurology and oncology assets. The company secured a $22.50 million private placement post-quarter end to support operations for over 12 months as it pursues asset acquisitions and explores out-licensing opportunities for its glioblastoma programs.
BioMed Newsbreaks, Kairos Pharma Limited, NYSE American, EKPA, receives 2026 Healthcare Innovation Award for Drug Resistance Research. Kairos Pharma Limited, NYSE American, Kappa has been honored with the 2026 Healthcare Innovation Award for its groundbreaking work in drug resistance research. Recognized as a leader in this field, Kairos Pharma focuses on developing cancer therapeutics to combat treatment resistance, aiming to enhance the effectiveness of existing therapies. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Tech Media Breaks, Tomix Pharmaceuticals Holding Corp. to present fibromyalgia real-world data at ISPOR 2026. Tonix Pharmaceuticals Holding Corp. will present real-world data on fibromyalgia at ISPOR 2026. The findings from a retrospective study on U.S. South claims data will offer insights into fibromyalgia treatment post-FDA approval of Tonix MR in 2025. The company focuses on CNS and immunology treatments, with Tonix MR AEM being the first fibromyalgia treatment in over 15 years. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Investor News Breaks, HeartBeam Inc. advances commercial launch, reports first quarter 2026 results. HeartBeam Inc. announced its first quarter 2026 results, highlighting progress in commercial partnerships, heart attack detection, and ECG patch initiatives. The company raised $11.50 million in a public offering and reported a net loss of $4.70 million, an improvement from the previous year. Research and development expenses decreased as HeartBeam continued advancing its FDA-cleared cardiac monitoring platform. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Tivard Biosciences presents preclinical data showing complete dystrophin restoration and robust titin rescue with suppressor tRNA therapy at ACE-GCT 2026. Tivard Biosciences presents groundbreaking preclinical data at ACGCT 2026, showcasing complete dystrophin restoration and robust titin rescue with suppressor tRNA therapy. The company's next-generation soup-tRNAs achieve full-length protein expression in mouse models of DMD and provide durable rescue in TTN-related cardiomyopathy. TTR's innovative tRNA platform offers hope for diverse genetic diseases, emphasizing precision and effectiveness in restoring native protein expression.
American Shared Hospital Services reports first quarter 2026 financial results. American Shared Hospital Services reported a 15.9% revenue growth in quarter 1 2026, driven by direct patient services expansion. Operating performance improved, with gross margins up 36.7% year-over-year. Adjusted EBITDA increased by 18.4% year-over-year. Volumes are trending higher into the second quarter. A conference call is scheduled for 12 p.m. ET today.
BFCH appoints veteran public company operator John P. Gorst as chief executive officer as the company progresses with the Ancient Extracts USA acquisition and platform expansion. Jordan P. Balancich transitions to chief science officer. Gorst brings over 30 years of experience in public company leadership and strategic partnerships. The company aims to enhance operational execution, acquisition integration, and commercialization strategy with Gorst's appointment.
Asia Summit on Global Health and Hong Kong International Medical and Healthcare Fair concluded successfully. The Asia Summit on Global Health and Hong Kong International Medical and Healthcare Fair had successfully concluded, facilitating over 1,000 investment and business matching meetings. With a focus on AI applications, the events gathered participants from 43 countries and regions, fostering collaborations and connections in the healthcare industry. The summit featured over 90 global leaders sharing insights on healthcare innovation and AI applications.
Innovate Tech Inc. receives support to develop antimicrobial testing services and product enhancements. Innovate Tech Inc. reports that its subsidiary, Innovate Tech Labs Corporation, is receiving advisory services and research and development funding from the National Research Council of Canada Industrial Research Assistance Program to develop new antimicrobial testing services for medical devices. This support will help Innovotech meet client demand for higher complexity testing and provide stronger technical support as standards evolve, CEO Craig Milne stated.
Helix Biopharma Corp. announces strategic board and governance appointments to support financing and NASDAQ uplisting strategy. Zachary T. Stadnick, former TSX Life Sciences lead, joins the board of directors, while Natalia L. Butterworth is appointed corporate secretary. The company is also relocating its registered office to Vancouver, British Columbia, in line with its NASDAQ uplisting strategy under the MJDS framework.
Why some teens qualify for Invisalign over braces? Sackowitz Smiles Orthodontics explains the factors behind recommending Invisalign over braces for certain teenage patients. Bite complexity, case suitability, lifestyle, and activity level all play a role in the decision-making process. The practice emphasizes individual consultations to determine the best treatment path for each teen, considering factors such as appearance, patient compliance, and specific orthodontic needs.
Biomed News Breaks, Ontolec Therapeutics, Inc. announces first patient dosed in Phase 1b trial of SAPU-003. In a significant development, Ontolec Therapeutics announced the dosing of the first patient in the Phase 1b clinical trial for SAPU-003, an IV disciperparticle TM formulation of everolimus. The trial aims to evaluate its safety, tolerability, and anti-tumor activity in patients with advanced mTOR-sensitive solid tumors, including HR-positive or HER2-negative breast cancer. This innovative weekly IV formulation seeks to overcome limitations of oral delivery. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Real-time intoxication detection platforms are targeting expanding multi-billion dollar healthcare opportunities. MindBio Therapeutics Corp. is utilizing artificial intelligence and voice analysis to predict impairment from brief speech recordings, aiming to revolutionize detection methods. This innovative approach reflects a broader trend towards AI-powered diagnostics. Other companies in this space include Spectral AI Inc., NanoX Imaging Limited, and NVIDIA Corporation.
Next-generation GLP-1 innovation could unlock massive metabolic healthcare market opportunities. Next-generation GLP-1 innovation could unlock massive metabolic healthcare market opportunities as Shure Nanoscience Limited develops a distinct next-generation GLP-1 platform with GEP-44, a novel triple agonist peptide. This innovation aims to improve efficacy, tolerability, and delivery flexibility in the dynamic pharmaceutical market. Shure Nano joins leaders like Merck & Co. Inc., AbbVie Inc., and Viking Therapeutics Inc. in reshaping how metabolic diseases are treated.
Investor Newsbreak's Shure Nanoscience Limited was featured in a Biomed Wire editorial for its innovative GLP-1 development. The company's subsidiary Glucopharm Inc. is advancing GEP-44, a triple agonist peptide targeting GEP-1 and peptide YY receptors. Positioned in the growing metabolic disease market, Shure Nano aims to improve efficacy and delivery flexibility. The editorial highlights Shure Nano among other key players like Merck & Co., AbbVie, Viking Therapeutics, and Altimmune.
Investor News breaks Kairos Pharma Limited NYSE American ECAPA to present at LD Micro Invitational 116. Kairos Pharma Limited NYSE American ECAPA will be presenting at the 16th Annual LD Micro Invitational on May 18, 2026. At 1 p.m. PDT in Los Angeles. CEO Dr. John Yu will discuss the company's clinical program and partnerships. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Investor News Breaks, Oncotelic Therapeutics, Inc., featured in BioMedWire editorial on next-generation CNS drug delivery. Oncotelic Therapeutics was featured in a BioMedWire editorial on next-generation CNS drug delivery, highlighting its intranasal nose-to-brain platform. The editorial underscores the demand for innovative CNS delivery technologies, citing rising Alzheimer's cases and biodefense focus. Oncotelic's approach aligns with industry leaders like Amgen, Johnson & Johnson, AbbVie, and Lunai Bioworks. The company's strategy includes platform scalability and monetization opportunities, positioning it for success in commercial and biodefense applications.
Tech Media Breaks, Mind Biotherapeutics Corp., CSE, MBIO, Frankfurt, WF6, OTC, QB. MBQIF spotlighted in BioMedWire editorial on AI-driven impairment detection. Tech Media Breaks reports that Mind Biotherapeutics Corp. was featured in a BioMedWire editorial for its AI-driven impairment detection technology. The editorial highlights the company's use of artificial intelligence and voice analysis to identify intoxication from speech recordings, offering a real-time, non-invasive solution. MindBio's platform aims to revolutionize impairment detection across various industries, including workplace safety, law enforcement, healthcare, and public health.
Investor News breaks Tonix Pharmaceuticals Holding Corp. to participate in two May investor conferences. Tonix Pharmaceuticals Holding Corp. will participate in two investor conferences in May 2026.
the RBC Capital Markets Global Healthcare Conference on May 29th in New York, and AGP's annual virtual healthcare conference on May 20th. The company's management team will be present at these events to discuss its latest developments and future plans.
Biomed news breaks. Lantern Pharma enters $4.40 million registered direct offering. Lantern Pharma has entered into a $4.40 million registered direct offering, selling over 2 million shares of common stock at $2.06 per share. The company also plans to create a separate entity for its AI platform with Zeta.ai. Lantern Pharma is a clinical-stage precision oncology company utilizing AI technology to develop cancer therapies and...
GeoVax highlights emerging role of Gepotidacin in combination immunotherapy strategies targeting immunologically cold tumors. GeoVax Labs. INKI highlights the strategic role of Gepotidacin in combination immunotherapy strategies targeting immunologically cold tumors. The program aims to modulate the tumor microenvironment, enhance checkpoint inhibitors, and develop multi-tumor potential. Gedeptin's unique mechanism combines localized tumor destruction with immune activation, aiming to overcome immune resistance in cold tumors. The company plans a neoadjuvant study in recurrent head and neck squamous cell carcinoma to evaluate Gedeptin with PD-1 targeting immunotherapy.
Premenopausal may offer a window of opportunity for heart disease prevention in women. Perimenopausal women are twice as likely to have a low cardiovascular health score compared to those with regular menstrual cycles, as per a study published in the Journal of the American Heart Association. This window of opportunity during perimenopause allows for reassessment of heart disease risk factors and lifestyle changes, emphasizing the importance of early intervention strategies for women's heart health.
Dr. Bowler brings braces and Invisalign to Dyer Inn. Bowler Orthodontic Arts in Dyer Inn now provides braces and Invisalign for patients of all ages. Dr. Bowler aims to offer comprehensive orthodontic care to families in the area, with a focus on individualized treatment plans. The practice's dual-location setup in Dyer and Crown Point ensures accessibility and convenience for patients seeking orthodontic solutions. Crown Point Orthodontist offers braces and Invisalign. Crown Point Orthodontist, Bowler Orthodontic Arts, expands services to include braces and Invisalign options for families in Crown Point and Dyer, Indiana. Dr. Bowler, the lead orthodontist, aims to provide personalized care with transparent treatment timelines. The practice now offers traditional metal braces, ceramic options, and Invisalign clear aligner therapy, utilizing digital scanning technology for efficient and effective treatment outcomes.
Gairon publishes 300-plus studies across 40 years in plastic surgery. Renowned plastic surgeon Dr. Bahman Gairon receives the prestigious AAPS Honorary Award for his groundbreaking contributions to plastic surgery. With over 300 publications and 1,200 lectures, Dr. Gairon's innovative techniques have earned him international acclaim. His work in facial plastic surgery and migraine treatment continues to impact patient care globally, solidifying his legacy of excellence in the field. Arabbeauty.com shifts full product line to professional series, standard in 2026. Arabbeauty.com announces its full transition to the professional series standard with the launch of the vitamin C cream in fall 2026. The clinical grade formulation will be available exclusively through licensed med spa partners, not sold direct to consumer. The product, featuring a stabilized vitamin C concentration of 150,000 ppm, is designed for professional treatment protocols, marking a significant milestone for the brand. Innovatik Inc. reports Q1 2026 financial results and operational update. Innovatik Inc. reported a 44% decrease in revenue for Q1 2026, totaling $648,140,
The drop was primarily due to changes in a major customer project. Despite a gross profit of $202,231, with a margin of 31.2%, down from 53.6% in the prior year, the company recorded a net loss of $401,295. Management is focused on diversifying and strengthening the company's platform to reduce revenue concentration risk.
BioStem Technologies to present at the 16th Annual LD Micro Invitational. BioStem Technologies, Inc. will present at the 16th Annual LD Micro Invitational in Los Angeles, CA, on May 18, 2026, at 1:30 p.m. ET. The company, known for its regenerative medicine products, will have its management team speak at the event. Interested parties can access the live and archived webcasts on the Investors section of BioStem's website.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on OS Therapies, Inc. Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on OS Therapies, Inc., highlighting advancements in regulatory and commercialization preparation for OST-HER2. Key milestones include regulatory clarity with EMA rolling review and TGA endpoint alignment, upcoming survival data catalysts in mid-2Q26 and early 4Q26, and financing options to support 2026 activities. For more information, visit Stonegate's website.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Viomed Healthcare Inc. 1Q26 results show improving growth quality, with sleep, resupply, and maternal health becoming larger contributors. Ventilation is transitioning with better new start activity and compliance. Viamed's FCF conversion has significantly improved, with CFFO increasing to $8,100,000. Revenue mix is also improving, with ventilator rentals decreasing and commercial payors increasing. Sleep resupply are driving growth, with PAP patients increasing 57% YY. NHS starts offering immunotherapy injection to cancer patients. The NHS in England is now offering cancer patients a quicker treatment option with the introduction of a one-minute immunotherapy injection of pembrolizumab. This upgrade replaces the previous hours-long infusion process, benefiting thousands of patients. Companies like Kaliti Biotherapeutics, Inc. are also involved in similar advancements in the field of biotechnology.
Award winners announced for outstanding contributions to improving employee well-being. In a recent announcement by HR.com, the winners of the 2026 Employee Well-Being Awards have been revealed. Avadon Health has been awarded the Best Employee Wellness Solution for its innovative behavior change platform. Hancock Health takes home the Best Comprehensive Wellness Program Award for its unique weight management initiative. These awards recognize organizations leading the way in transforming workplace wellness to drive engagement and measurable business value.
Viomed News Breaks, Shure Nanoscience Limited, featured in BiomedWire editorial on next generation GLP-1 innovation. Shure Nanoscience Limited, featured in a BiomedWire editorial on next-generation GLP-1 innovation, highlighting its subsidiary Glucopharm, Inc., and the GEP-4 program. The novel triple agonist peptide aims to enhance efficacy, tolerability, and delivery flexibility in the expanding GLP-1 market. As demand grows for advanced therapies targeting obesity and metabolic diseases, Shure Nanoscience is at the forefront of innovative solutions.
Viomed News Breaks, Tonix Pharmaceuticals Holding Corp. reports Q1 2026 results, highlights Tonia commercial growth and pipeline progress. Tonix Pharmaceuticals Holding Corp. reported more than 300 people, cases like Tonix, to Congress, and pipeline progress, showcasing Tonia's commercial growth and pipeline advancements. Tonia, a new fibromyalgia treatment, has seen increased prescriptions, prescribers, and patient access. Positive phase 1 data for Lyme disease prevention candidate TNX4800
and plans for a phase 2 study of TONMYA in major depressive disorder demonstrate continued progress. For more details, visit the full press release.
Biomed News Breaks, MindBio Therapeutics Corp. CSE, MBIO, Frankfurt, WF6, OTCQB, NBQ, YF featured in Biomed Wire editorial on AI-powered intoxication detection. MindBio Therapeutics Corp. CSE, MBIO, Frankfurt, WF6, OTCQB, MBQ, MBQIF has been featured in a BioMedWire editorial focusing on AI-powered intoxication detection. The editorial highlights MindBio's development of an AI-driven voice analysis platform for real-time impairment detection from short speech samples. This technology is part of a growing trend towards non-invasive diagnostic tools, with applications in public safety, regulatory enforcement, and health monitoring. Biomed News Breaks, Ontelaic Therapeutics, Inc. featured in Biomed Wire editorial on CNS drug delivery innovation. Ontelaic Therapeutics was featured for its innovative intranasal nose-to-brain delivery platform aimed at enhancing CNS drug delivery. The company's technology targets the blood-brain barrier to provide rapid, targeted therapeutic access to the brain, contributing to advancements in neurological disease treatments. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Shure Nanoscience Limited is one to watch. Shure Nanoscience Limited is making waves in the pharmaceutical industry with its patented GEP-44 peptide targeting metabolic disease. The preclinical data for GEP-44 shows promising results, including weight loss and improved glucose control. Shure Nano's unique approach combines therapeutic development with delivery technologies, offering potential non-injectable formats. Positioned within the growing GLP-1 and obesity treatment markets, Shure Nano is a company to watch for future developments.
American Shared Hospital Services announces first quarter 2026 financial results conference call. American Shared Hospital Services, NYSE American, AMS will host a conference call on May 14th at 12 p.m. ET to discuss its first quarter 2026 financial results. The call will be accessible via phone or webcast, with a replay available until May 21st, 2026. American Shared Hospital Services is a leading provider of cancer treatment solutions in North and South America.
Odia showcases Influence Healthcare as AI-driven high-value specialty care platform ahead of S4F filing. Odia Inc. highlights Influence Healthcare RE, a health tech company leveraging AI and vertical integration to empower surgeons to lead adoption of value-based care, VBC, across surgical specialties. The company anticipates filing its Form S-4 with the SEC this week as the next step in the merger process, aiming to minimize administrative noise and empower healthcare professionals to deliver high-value care. Duloc Pharmaceutici plans broader U.S. expansion following Amazon growth. Duloc Pharmaceutici, the Italian wellness company, known for its pharmaceutical heritage and recovery-focused dermocosmetic products, is planning a broader U.S. South expansion following significant growth on Amazon. With over 30 years of pharmaceutical expertise, Duloc combines traditional botanical ingredients with advanced manufacturing technologies. The company's presence in the U.S. South reflects the increasing demand for wellness products developed with pharmaceutical precision and clean label formulations. Aclarion announces addition of first private practice site in Los Angeles into Clarity trial to further accelerate enrollment. Aclarion Inc. announces the addition of Landmann Spinal Neurosurgery as a clinical site in its Clarity trial. Known for expertise in complex spinal procedures, the private practice aims to enhance patient outcomes with innovative technologies. The trial evaluates NociSkin's ability to improve surgical outcomes for chronic low back pain, reflecting a shift towards real-world clinical integration beyond academic centers. SS Innovations demonstrates long-distance telesurgery capabilities at Royal Australian College of Surgeons Annual Scientific Congress. SS Innovations International, Inc. showcases long-distance telesurgery at Royal Australian College of Surgeons Annual Scientific Congress. A groundbreaking procedure was performed over 4,500 miles away in Perth, Australia, using the SSI Mantra Surgical Robotic System and SSI Mantrasana Telesurgeon Console. Dr. Mohit Bhandari successfully conducted a live robotic gastrojejunostomy from Australia to India, highlighting the potential of telesurgery to revolutionize global healthcare delivery.
Shure Nanoscience Limited advances toward clinical stage with IND-enabling program for GLP-GES-4. Shure Nanoscience Limited has initiated an FDA-aligned IND-enabling GLP toxicology and pharmacology program for lead candidate GP-44, targeting obesity and type 2 diabetes. The studies will assess safety, dosing thresholds, and pharmacological effects, positioning GEP-44 in the growing GLP-1 therapeutic market. The program is expected to support a phase 1 clinical trial in Australia, pending regulatory submission and study outcomes. How to determine the best oral rinse for you? Consumers are urged to choose oral rinses based on individual oral health needs, says Iotech International. Traditional mouthwashes may not provide the necessary therapeutic benefits. Iotech recommends considering goals, therapeutic benefits, ingredient sensitivity, performance in the oral environment, and science-driven innovation. For those seeking personalized care, Iotech offers a range of rinses tailored for preventive care, advanced gum support, water flosser users, and those with dry mouth or oral ulcers. Implify Health by Gunderson opens Wisconsin's first emergency mental health facility. Implify Health by Gunderson, a leader in behavioral health care in Wisconsin, has opened the state's first dedicated emergency mental health facility. The new facility, called Empath, offers patients a calming atmosphere with 8 dedicated exam rooms and a streamlined process for emergency psychiatric care. This innovative model aims to improve access to mental health services and provide immediate support for individuals in crisis. Biomed Newsbreaks: HeartBeam Inc. launches pilot study for on-demand 12-lead ECG patch in coronary artery disease patients. HeartBeam Inc. launches a pilot study for its on-demand 12-lead ECG patch in coronary artery disease patients. The study will evaluate synthesized ECG readings immediately following exercise stress testing, comparing them to standard 12-lead ECGs. This move supports HeartBeam's regulatory strategy to expand ambulatory cardiac monitoring into ischemia detection within the patch-based monitoring market. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
The Partnership Playbook. Ontelec Therapeutics, Inc. is advancing its pipeline without dilution, thanks to a $249 million increase from the GMP Bio joint venture, leveraging a robust intellectual property portfolio, including over 500 patent applications. The company's PDAO AI platform is integrating millions of scientific abstracts. With biotech capital markets challenging, Ontelec's partnership-driven strategy aims to preserve shareholder value while advancing pipelines.
Biomed Newsbreaks: Shure Nanoscience Limited advances next-generation GLP-1 candidate as obesity drug market expands rapidly. Shure Nanoscience Limited is advancing GP-44, a triple agonist peptide targeting GLP-1 and peptide YY receptors in response to the expanding global obesity and metabolic disease market. The company aims to improve efficacy, tolerability, and delivery flexibility in a sector projected to exceed $200 billion. Sure, Nano competes with major players like Eli Lilly and Company, Novo Nordisk AS, Amgen Inc., and Pfizer Inc., focusing on preclinical innovation and alternative delivery technologies.
The future of intoxication detection may be in your voice. The future of intoxication detection may be in your voice. Mind Biotherapeutics Corp. is leveraging AI and voice analysis to predict intoxication from short speech samples, addressing a critical gap in existing methods. This innovative approach reflects a broader shift toward AI-driven, non-invasive diagnostics with the potential to transform regulatory enforcement, workplace safety, and public health outcomes.
Study suggests timing of immunotherapy could impact clinical outcomes. A recent study published in JAMA Network Open indicates that administering immune checkpoint inhibitor therapies earlier could lead to improved survival outcomes for patients with late-stage solid tumors. Data from 29 studies involving over 6,000 patients showed that earlier treatment timing was associated with better survival rates. However, further validation is needed before widespread adoption. These findings could be significant for companies like Calliti Biotherapeutics, Inc., engaged in immunotherapy research.
The next generation of the GLP-1 revolution is already underway. The next generation of the GLP-1 revolution is already underway. As Shure Nanoscience Limited advances a differentiated next-generation GLP-1 platform with GEP-44, a novel triple agonist peptide. This innovative approach aims to improve efficacy, tolerability, and delivery flexibility in the rapidly growing pharmaceutical market. Shure Nano joins other industry leaders like Eli Lilly and Company, Novo Nordisk AS, and Amgen Inc. in reshaping obesity treatment and metabolic care.
Tech Media Breaks. Mind Biotherapeutics Corp., CSE, MBIO, Frankfurt WF6, OTCQB, MBQIF, advances AI, voice-based intoxication detection as the real-time diagnostics market expands. The company is developing a platform to detect drug and alcohol intoxication in real time, meeting the demand for faster, scalable, and non-invasive impairment detection across various markets. This innovative approach is part of the evolving AI healthcare landscape, aiming to provide real-time decision-making and risk management solutions.
CNS drug. Here's what you may know about this biochemical breakthrough. NPC drug delivery breakthroughs unlock significant biotech market opportunities as companies like Oncotelic Therapeutics, Inc. develop innovative solutions to millions of people. Bypass the blood-brain barrier. With a focus on advanced delivery platforms, including a proprietary intranasal nose-to-brain system, Oncotelic aims to revolutionize therapeutic access to the brain. This shift is crucial in addressing the growing demand for effective CNS treatments amidst rising Alzheimer's cases and biodefense concerns.
Investor News Breaks, Oncotelic Therapeutics, Inc. targets CNS drug delivery opportunity as brain therapeutics innovation accelerates. Oncotelic Therapeutics is at the forefront of CNS drug delivery innovation, targeting the blood-brain barrier challenge. With a focus on intranasal nose-to-brain delivery, the company aims to address Alzheimer's disease and biodefense. As the industry recognizes the importance of delivery technology, Oncotelic joins Biogen, Inc., Moderna, Inc., Cytodyne Inc. and Northwest Biotherapeutics Inc. in advancing CNS therapeutics. Learn more at the company's newsroom.
Biomed News Breaks, Nanoviruses NYSE American NNVC highlights broad spectrum antivirus candidate following Andes hantavirus incident. Nanoviruses Inside highlighted the potential need for broad spectrum antivirus treatments following the recent Andes hantavirus incident aboard a cruise ship. The company's clinical-stage antiviral candidate NV-387 has completed a Phase 1 safety trial and shown effectiveness against various viral lung infections, including coronaviruses and influenza. positioning it as a potential therapeutic platform for emerging viral threats. Tiny Gems breaks Kairos Pharma Limited NYSE American KKP ASETS virtual annual meeting discloses going concern notice. Kairos Pharma NYSE American KPAAC American schedules a virtual annual meeting for June 29, 2026 at 9 a.m. PDT. The company also discloses a going concern notice in its 2025 annual report, as required by the NYSE American Company Guide. For more details, visit the company's newsroom.
Fast Blast, USDA organic banana berry smoothie pouches, now available on OneLavi. Fast Blast, USDA organic banana berry smoothie pouches are now on OneLavi, offering a convenient plant-based nutrition option for U.S. South consumers. Made with real fruit and no added sugar, these pouches support intermittent fasting and active lifestyles. Each pouch provides balanced nutrition in a portable format, perfect for busy schedules. Fast Blast aims to simplify healthy eating with accessible diet-friendly options.
Fast Blast interactive quiz simplifies intermittent fasting and personalizes results. Fast Blast introduces an interactive fasting quiz to simplify intermittent fasting and tailor results to individual needs. The quiz, available at myfastingplan.com/fastingquiz, helps users identify a fasting approach that aligns with their lifestyle and wellness goals. By removing guesswork and providing personalized frameworks, Fast Blast aims to make intermittent fasting more accessible and sustainable for all. Carmid Pharmaceuticals expands U.S. distribution with upcoming launch on OneLavi. Carmid Pharmaceuticals, a Turkey-based company specializing in carvacrol-based formulations, is set to expand its U.S. distribution with an upcoming launch on OneLavi, a curated online marketplace for beauty, health, and wellness products. This move is part of Carmid's strategy to increase accessibility to its research-driven formulations in the American market. The company plans to introduce core formulations like Facrol Kids Spray and S-Mix on OneLavi, emphasizing quality and product integrity.
Restart launches in U.S. to support blood sugar and cravings. Restart, a metabolic nutrition brand developed by Indivex AB Sweden, has officially launched in the United States. Introducing a clinically backed nutritional solution designed to support blood sugar stability, reduce cravings, and promote sustained energy throughout the day. The U.S. expansion comes at a time of growing concern around metabolic health, with more than 1 in 3 adults estimated to be pre-diabetic. Restart offers a different approach than traditional protein shakes or fiber supplements, focusing on supporting stable glucose response and longer-lasting satiety. Fast Blast Daily Essentials expands U.S. distribution with Amazon availability. Fast Blast, a wellness brand, expands its U.S. distribution by offering Fast Blast Daily Essentials on Amazon. The organic vegan formula provides convenient, nutrient-dense support for individuals seeking simple wellness solutions. Made with organic superfoods and no added sugar, this product aims to simplify daily nutrition with a blend of 30 superfood ingredients. Founder William King emphasize the importance of whole food nutrition inspired by global longevity diets.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.